I'm Frank Vaughn. It is the night of October 27, 2024, as we watch all day this farcical, convoluted process that's happening in BC to count these mail-in ballots, which the total number keeps changing, and there's this opaque process, and there's a failure to maintain the chain of custody and all these other factors. I just tweeted out that all polling showed the Conservatives with a clear lead in mail-in voting, but we now read from CTV, quote, mail-in ballots for BC election heavily favor NDP, only absentee ballots left to count. This is after they found an additional 17,000 ballots over what their estimate was a week ago. They found these ballots after the election day, which is just, it's insane to me. And people sit there and blindly trust this and criticize people who have doubts. 100% of the polls going into the election showed the Conservatives with a clear mail-in vote lead, yet the last 8,000 ballots broke 63% NDP, 25% Conservative, and 13% Green. After the total number of mail-ins changed multiple times post-election day, no wonder people have doubts. Been watching this go on all day. This isn't a polling miss. This isn't some statistical outlier. This is incredible. And the only way you beat this for future is you have to vote the day of, or you vote in advance polling and you bypass mail-in voting like in any close election. All mail-in voting introduces, after study after study after study, is a security vulnerability to your election integrity. And we're sitting here witnessing this, and the only message that you're getting out of the NDP in BC is that anybody who doesn't trust the elections are basically bad people. No, they're thinking people. This is unbelievable. I've tried to be impartial with the last couple videos on this subject to say why the public has trust issues, why the public has doubts, how they're justified in their feelings, and how belittling them out of existence doesn't help. Let's have a conversation. Let's have a discussion. Let's make the election process more transparent so that people can have faith in it, because we've already seen what a gong show it became. But now, I'm looking at these numbers, a 63% break for the NDP as they keep coming in, and it's hard to not wonder if the entire thing is rigged. A reasonable person has to ask that question. Now, I don't care who wins. It's still a nonpartisan issue. If you don't have fair and free elections, if you don't have transparency, and if you don't have the public trust, that is a major failing of any society that would pretend to be a democracy. And so here we are. It's Sunday night, and my heart is filled with anxiety because tomorrow the polls open here in Saskatchewan. Now, Election Saskatchewan is a whole different beast. There's no tabulators here. There's a different process. We still have mail-in balloting, but there's no reason to think that the Elections BC and Elections Saskatchewan are going to have the same problems. But I'm sitting here and I'm like, we've had polls come out that show that in the last 2 to 3 weeks, the election shifted 10 points in favor of the NDP, and now all of these polls that are put out by these woke institutions are showing them ahead by 3 points, and you've got 338 revising their projection to an almost near tie with a slight SKP majority. Now, setting aside what I put out in other videos about how 338 and these polling houses always underestimate the Saskatchewan Party's support, you have to wonder, is it suppression polling? Or is it something else? Because what's happening in BC just sows doubt. And the more people on the left insult and demean everybody, it doesn't help waylay those doubts. So the only solution here in Saskatchewan is you got to go out tomorrow and you have to vote for the party they're desperate to beat, which is the Saskatchewan Party, the party that did a good enough job that I dropped my whole life to come here and live because I thought it was the best place in the country. And another point that I'm just going to make here, nobody's worked harder in this election for the NDP majority than Sask United. I got to hand it to those guys because all they want to do is talk about the Sask party and they never want to talk about the NDP. And I watched them tweet today, I watched their leader tweet today how the NDP isn't the big threat. It's the SAS party in power. I'm telling you, folks, there's really only one way to go right now in this election. It has to happen on election day. The turnout has to be good tomorrow. And let's just hope that this election is run in a clearer and more transparent way, because we're in the same boat. I wasn't going to talk about this until the election was over, but we've got mail-in balloting here. We're not going to have final results for another week and a half. So the same opportunity, and it's an opportunity for fraud. It's an opportunity for cheating, because mail-in voting and study after study, everybody that's ever looked at it, from Jimmy Carter to universities, have said it does nothing but introduce opportunity for shenanigans. And so we have the same problem here in Saskatchewan, because we've embraced this. Look, if you want to have mail-in voting because someone can't get out of their bed, or because people are in another country, or there's case reasons why you might have it, absentee balloting, it shouldn't be an option for the vast majority of people. You should have to show up in person and either vote in an advance poll with a tight chain of custody, unlike this, at the very base, unprofessional BC election that's going on right now. You have to have that chain of custody, and you have to have a physical paper ballot that is counted by hand before scrutineers and poll workers. It's the only way to go forward. So the vote tomorrow counts for more than anything, because if there's a clear victory, the mail-in side doesn't matter. Even if the mail-ins are honest, it's as simple as this. If there was a clear and decisive victory in British Columbia, the mail-ins wouldn't matter. This break couldn't quite do the job. I can't tell you how suspicious it is that something that was so studied and had so much data behind it not only didn't materialize, but it's a close to two-third break for the NDP in mail-ins. That's statistically significant. Let's just put it that way. So I don't know. I don't know where we go from here, because it's clear what's going to come out of this. It's unclear what's going to happen tomorrow and what's going to come out of that. I hope people use their sense and they unite around the party that can actually stop the NDP from getting in here. Did you know that I have a website? FrankVaughn.ca, the ultimate repository for all of my work, and a backup location just in case the censors come for me again. And if you like the content, please consider using the donate link in one of the options available. There are no paywalls, there is no advertising, and there is no Patreon, and I intend to keep it that way. Thank you for your time and your consideration.